9559 or Hull 225959.
Now, there's a bit of a row over proposals to make dog owners keep their pets on leads. Hull City Council are discussing the idea of enforcing dog control orders in East Park after complaints about dogs in the park. Dog owners say their pets need space to roam in the park, but some people say they pose a safety risk. Should dogs be allowed to be out without a lead? Let me know what you think on this one. Ian Blakemore is from Loyal Pet Services, a dog walking service. He walked out of a meeting with the council about the issue because he felt the opinions of dog owners weren't being listened to. And he's joining me on the line now. Ian, good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon, thanks. How are you doing?
Yes, very well indeed. How do you feel dog owners are being treated on this one?
They're being treated slightly unfairly. I can see the council's issues with dogs off leads. There are a small minority of dog owners who let the majority down by having unruly dogs and not understanding why or how dogs behave.
So, what happened in this meeting, and what do you think is the feeling of most people?
Well, I think the feeling is, well, what I could gather from the people there, people understand there are times of the day when dogs do need to be on the lead, and also when children will be out playing, or when the park's busy. But there's times during the day, early mornings and later on in the evenings, and certainly in the afternoons, when the park's near enough empty, there's only really dog walkers in there. I went there with a lady called Maxine to promote, we're trying to promote, we want a dog park, and we call it the Bark Park. We're trying to promote that, so we can have an area where dogs can be in a controlled environment, a fenced area, and it can be let off the lead.
You think the dogs should be able to be off their lead?
In certain areas, I believe that there should be areas where dogs should be kept on the lead. I agree with that. And unfortunately, you do get people letting the majority down, and that's always going to be the case, no matter what happens.
Why did you walk out of this meeting?
Because we wanted to talk about the idea of having an area for dogs, a bark park, what we call it. We're on Facebook, and we want to create an area in Hull people can take the dogs and they can be exercised, but the council's decided they've had enough listening to us and wouldn't allow me to talk about that, and that's why I went there. Unfortunately, one of the ladies, Maxine, who I was with, said we wouldn't go away, we'll let the issue go away, and one of the councillors took it as a threat and
all right, okay, well, we weren't there. Thank you for that, yeah. Ian. Lincolnshire dog trainer is Susan McCown. She's on the line now. Susan, good afternoon to you.
Hi there.
Do you let your dogs off without a lead?
I do, but in a contained area. My dogs are X-racing greyhounds, so they're exceedingly fast. I've worked very hard on their recall, but it is in a very contained area and actually where there aren't other dogs when I let mine off. But I agree with Ian, you know, dogs do need exercise and time off lead, but as with anything, it comes back to dog owners and exercising common sense and also having the right sort of basic training in place for your dog.
Should you be able to go into a park and just let your dog off the lead and let it roam? Because that's the basic question on this, isn't it?
Well, I don't think it's as simple as going into a park and just letting your dog off and roam. I think, you know, common sense needs to be exercised. As I said, if you go into a park, it's very busy, there are lots of children, you have your dog, and I think that the main issue is, for me, as a dog trainer, is seeing dogs that are off lead, where there is absolutely zero recall from that dog when the owner is calling their dog back. I'm sure we've all seen it. Owner calls their dog back, dog ignores the owner gets more irate, starts shouting at the dog, which makes the dog even less likely to come back to the owner. And, you know, we have a basic responsibility, and actually a legal responsibility under the Dangerous Dogs Act, believe it or not, to make sure that our dogs come back to us, because I think a lot of dog owners won't realise that it's actually a criminal offence to allow your dog to be deemed dangerously out of control in a public place. And what that means is not a dog that's injured somebody, but a dog where a person only needs to have grounds for reasonable apprehension or fear that they may do so. So, you know, I would always recommend finding a good local training class that uses, you know, positive reward training methods and working on the basic recall of your dog and exercising common sense.
Well, Joan Wood runs Doggy Dilemma. She's a canine behaviourist. What do you make of this one?
I agree with Susan, actually. She's right. Recall is very important, and it's also very important that dogs do get the chance to run off lead, both for the physical and mental well-being, really. It's always good. Exercise is good for people, and it works the same for dogs. It also allows them the chance to interact with one another, so for young dogs particularly, they get the chance to socialise and understand social skills.
So, Ian, do you think that the council would get this wrong if they went down the path of, banning dogs being able to run?
I think there's caused a lot of problems if they did that. I agree, there's time and place for dogs to be on the lead. Also, I think owners need to be educated. They need to be able to understand canine communication. Dogs communicate to each other. And also, just having, like the ladies have just said, good training techniques, basic recall. Get your dog trained from an early age. Yeah, it's a, when you want it to come back, it comes back to you. But I think common sense has to be in place. There's a time and a place
for
every dog off the lead. There's
okay.
Also a time.
Well, Rich got in touch with me. He's got you've got a large dog, have you?
That's great. I've got two dogs, Peter. One of them's a large dog, which needs a lot of off the lead exercise, and the park is on my doorstep, you know, so it is, you know, quite convenient for me to take.
So what do you make about this whole story?
Well, I think, again, a lot of the good points have been made. You know, it is down to the owners, you know, a few basic commands, like, you know, your recall is very important, like one of the ladies said, and obviously, where do you stop, you know, where does this stop? Do you not let cats out in the park, which obviously, you know, bother a lot more animals than dogs do, you know, because a lot of people have said, you know, about them chasing squirrels and things like that. Obviously, if your dog does that, you keep it on a lead. It's just basic commands, you know, that are very important, you know, with any dog, but as I say, most dog owners would agree with me that dogs generally are a little bit more defensive when they're on a lead.
But if you go through these emails and texts which have come in overnight, almost all are saying dogs should be kept on a lead full stop.
Well, they're obviously people that don't understand dogs. Some of them
are dog owners, the thing.
Well, if some of them are dog owners, that is their opinion. I'm just giving you my opinion, which is, large dogs do need exercise off leads, and if they get a lot of exercise, they generally better behave. And also, you know, as I said, it is a few people that, you know, let everybody down by letting dogs off a lead which they've got no basic commands.
Your large ones, are they well behaved?
Well, my dogs are certainly well behaved. Obviously, some large dogs aren't well behaved, but then again, that comes back down to the owners again, you know, not giving them basic training. You can't tar everybody with the same brush, you know, just for because you've got a large dog doesn't mean it's a dangerous dog, you know. I've got a small dog as well. I've got a small dog and a large dog. I generally don't go in the park when there's a lot of children on school holidays.
What would you think if you weren't allowed to take them off the lead?
Well, if you weren't allowed to take them off the lead, I'd just avoid the park pretty much, because it'd be a ridiculous rule. A dog that's used to being off a lead and getting lots of exercise suddenly being put onto a lead all the time, would not be getting enough exercise and would probably become, you know, less well behaved, in my opinion. I mean, obviously, I'm not a dog trainer or anything. I've trained both my dogs myself. I haven't.
Do you think that's, Susan, is that a fair point?
Yeah, I think it is. I mean, dogs need to use up their energy, and as the dog behaviourist said earlier, you know, they need to be able to interact with other dogs. And, you know, by keeping a dog on a lead, occasionally you can get frustration, particularly if the dog has been used to running free. And again, as everybody has said, unfortunately, it's a small minority who are spoiling it for the majority of responsible dog owners.
Okay, well, we'll leave it there, see what people think. Thank you very much indeed all for coming on the programme today. Most grateful. Thank you very much indeed. It is...